Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
The International Energy Agency said that 17% of Ireland's total energy usage was accounted for by data centres in 2022. That number may well be higher now. But data centres could well be considered as important to the economy as Ardna Crusha was to electrifying Ireland a century ago, or even water treatment facilities are today. There's no doubt that data centres are the backbone of the internet, but do we appreciate that? Gary Connolly is the founder of Host in Ireland and is on the line. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Not too bad, Gary. Let's start with that accusation that data centres are swallowing up too much energy. One report said that we would soon be using one third of our total energy requirement just for data centres.
I guess it's important out of the bat to distinguish between energy and electricity, Joe. Because energy is much bigger. It's transport, it's home heating, the whole lot. So one of the clarities that I'd like out front is to say it's 17% of our electricity as a thing to our total energy. Because a lot of people mix up these words and then they become sort of, oh my goodness, it's all of our energy in Ireland, which of course it's not. So to get back to your question, absolutely 100% data, which is now the current steam of this innovation age, is permeating all aspects of our life, right? And Ireland's relationship, this is the key thing. We need some context on Ireland's relationship with data goes back 50 years, right? And I'm a data guy. I'm not even a data center guy. But to me, it's just the all grown up floppy disks that everybody in your listenership, many of which would remember. And when you look at, in 2024, the evolution of that industry from floppy disks to the cloud. And again, it's important for us to differentiate words. For your listeners, the cloud is a data center. And it's amazing the amount of people who love the cloud, but then demonize data centers. So in Ireland right now, as part of that evolution, it's a 200 billion export industry. ICT and related services. And like any export industry, whether it's agriculture, which we could say uses proportion to our headcount and people, uses too much land, or proportionate to Guinness, who uses too much water because it's all export, we have to be mindful that Ireland is an export-led foreign direct investment country. So when you talk about disproportionate numbers to other geographic locations, you're not comparing like with like. So 17% of the electricity that is in Ireland today is going towards our largest service export. And that's what's often missed by the discussion we have.
And Gary, do consumers make the connection in their head between the videos and the photographs that they share with their mates and a data center?
No. No.
And isn't that the problem, that they don't quite get what data centers do?
Well, I think part of the challenge is 25 years ago when this industry was deciding to have a moniker or a name to de-technicalize what is effectively somebody using somebody else's computer, we didn't use a word like grid computing. People would realize, oh, yeah, that's big, heavy duty. So they used the word the cloud. And it's not demeaning, or it's not actually saying that people are wrong, but the connection between the cloud and data centers is a big, big challenge. Even for people who are doing software as a service or changing the world with smart applications or the smart grid. We hear about smart cars, smart buildings, smart grid. Joe, what makes that particular asset class smart is data.
And terabytes
of it. But the data needs to be kept out of the rain. So we need a center. Again, going back to words matter. Understanding the concepts of the cloud is a data center would be a great place to start. Then understanding that Ireland has always been, for 50 years since we started getting into foreign direct investment, a first mover in either localization of software, where we were exporting 50, 60 different languages all over the world on CD-ROMs. Now what we did, we evolved. And this is part of the challenge is during 2001, 2002, We ran fiber optic cables all over Europe from Ireland, all over to America, because we wanted to change the relationship we had with data to stay with the times. But who uses a floppy disk today? Nobody.
Nobody.
They use the cloud. They use data centers.
I presume governments get this, but it's getting the messages out to consumers and taxpayers and voters. Do you get a sense that the Department of Energy is supporting or stymieing the construction of data centers in this country?
I go back to the first question there. I guess that people get this. I'm not so sure. I think it's like every relationship you ever have with something for a long time, whether it's a product, a service, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, etc. You become complacent, Joe. And an inertia, basically. We look at the headline numbers that come in every year for foreign direct investment, and in particular ICT and related services. And we're expecting we'll always have 200 billion. We're expecting we'll always have deltas of 10, 20, 30 billion. We won't.
People are banking the corporation tax and the receipts from these technology companies, assuming that it's a river that will never run dry.
And that's not the truth. We have always, if we go back to say, how are we now a number one today exporter of data? It's because we continuously evolved from mainframes to MIDI computers, the floppy disk, the CD-ROMs, and now the cloud. We've lost, Joe, our first mover advantage today in all things in this innovation age to do with AI exporting of data. We are only catching up now. We're in all Saran. We've lost our first mover. I can reference, because I've just been on a tour of Europe, over 12 billion of investment. And it's not just the centres. They're building their centres of excellence around the data for companies that we used to call home in Europe. We've lost that first mover advantage.
So 12 billion that should have been invested here or made here has gone to continental Europe.
Well, the challenge we have right now is it's bad not making the short list. That's one thing. Mm. But Joe, not making the list at all, that's a whole different discussion.
All right. Well, unfortunately...
And it's not just data centres. It's actually
all right.
Wafer fabs and stuff. As
well, I appreciate your time. Unfortunately, we've run out of it. Gary, thank you so much. That's Gary Connolly, the founder of Host in Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.